In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Think about the greatest gift that you have ever given. Not the greatest gift that you've ever received, but the greatest gift in the history of your life that you have ever given to a person. When I think back about the most special gift I've ever given, I remember being a child. It was the summer, and I was just starting to play baseball for the first time. My father took me out to play catch, and his mitt that he's had his entire life was old and tattered, and the leather was dry and cracked and clearly hadn't been used in decades. And so we couldn't play that much. Summer went on, and talked to my mother about what we should get Dad for Father's Day. She had this great idea. She said, why don't you take his mitt, take it to a leather refinisher, have them oil it, and put in new laces. So that's what I did. And gave my father on Father's Day this old but new mitt that we could share together for the rest of the summer, that he still has now, that every time I look at it, you can tell the difference between the new laces that are now old and cracked because we haven't played catch in a long time. But you can still see where that newness covered something that was old. So think about the greatest gift, most meaningful gift you've ever given someone. And now think where on this list that you have in your head does forgiveness fall? Because, sentimentally, the greatest gift I've given is my father this mitt to use again. But really, and truly, the greatest gift I've ever given another human being is my forgiveness. My forgiveness. It's mine to give. Christ tells his apostles, if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. And if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. He puts it on us. Forgiveness requires us to grant it. When I speak to couples who are coming to me before they're married, I tell them, you should get in the practice not of saying, I'm sorry. You should get in the practice of saying, forgive me. Because I'm sorry tells you how I feel. I'm sorry doesn't ask for anything. I'm sorry imposes my will upon you. But forgive me. Forgive me is a moment of pure vulnerability. To stand in front of someone and say, I have wronged you. I have wronged you and I have offended you. And now I'm again standing in front of you and asking for more. I'm asking for you to give me your forgiveness. In the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, there is a refrain again and again and again that God gives to his people. He's giving them the law and he's telling them how to live. And again he says, be holy, as your Father in heaven is holy. Be holy as your Father in heaven is holy. And today he tells us to forgive as our Father forgives. And in a few minutes, when we will all stand with one voice and say the Lord's Prayer, we will say, forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We are asking the Lord for forgiveness and saying, forgive us because we do the same to others. Forgive us as we forgive others. Essentially saying, we are holy because you are holy. But if we hold on to that gift of forgiveness, can we expect to be forgiven? If I had never repaired my father's mitt, could I expect us to share the memories that we have? To repair something in order to create new life, new love. Or if I had left it broken, where would my relationship be? It is much the same way with us and those around us. If we hold on to our forgiveness, our relationships remain broken. Our relationships remain broken, and we are not able to mend and move on together. If we hold on to our forgiveness, we condemn the other person to not be forgiven. The Lord was very clear when he told his apostles, "Forgive the sins of any, and they are forgiven." You have as much a responsibility to forgive those people who have offended you as they have to ask for it, if not more so. Bishop Nikolai Vilimirovich says, "Forgiveness is the one thing that makes human society possible. The one thing that makes human society possible. We could not live with other human beings if we did not know how to forgive them. We are all individuals, and we all have our own will, and we all seek our own will. And sometimes that puts us in conflict, with our employers or our employees, with our spouses, with our children, with our friends, with people we've never even met, and people we pass in a glance. And yet, we owe each and every one of them our forgiveness. We owe them that. The two servants today have a strikingly different experience of asking for forgiveness. The first, who owes 10,000 talents, asks not for forgiveness of his debt. He asks for more time. He asks, "Please be patient with me and I will pay you what I owe." He owes 10,000 talents. The other servant owes 100 denarii. One denarii equaled one day's work. One talent equals 16 years of work. This man owed his master 160,000 years of work's wages. And when he asked for a little bit more time, his Lord said, "Your debt is forgiven." There was no way this man would ever be able to repay. And yet, it was forgiven. It was not put off. It wasn't deferred. It was erased. And we, when someone comes to us and they injure us, if we are to be holy as our Lord is holy, and if we are to forgive trespasses as our Father forgives trespasses, are we to forgive just the debt or more so? When someone comes to us and apologizes and asks for forgiveness, do we forgive only to the degree that they ask? Or do we treat our hearts and our memories like a ledger and like God's ledger? And instead of placing a note, they ask for forgiveness for X, Y, and Z. They were forgiven X, Y, and Z. Do we say they were forgiven X, Y, Z down through A? This first servant could never repay, and he didn't ask for forgiveness of the entire debt. He asked for more time. And if we are to be holy as our Father is holy, if we are to forgive as our Father forgives, then we are to grant and to give our forgiveness beyond the measure that it's asked, and when it's not asked. We are in possession of a gift that we must share beyond what is asked and beyond what we can. Forgiveness is the greatest gift you will ever give. You have trinkets and things valuable beyond monetary estimation. Forgiveness is the greatest thing you possess and the greatest thing you could ever share with someone else. Because in that moment, you are repairing a relationship. You are taking that glove that is old and cracked. You are looking at someone who is broken in front of you. You are giving them something new. And if they feel useless, you are making them useful again. And if they feel as if they can't complete their task, like this glove, it has now found a new purpose. Forgiveness and the giving of forgiveness renews relationships, renews human beings. And our Lord came to renew us in body and soul, to die and resurrect for our salvation. He gave his life as a gift. Before he ever did that, he gave us his forgiveness. Because we will never be able to repay the number of sins that we have against him. And yet, in his great love, he comes and asks us to stand in front of him. And as we ask for forgiveness, he forgives not only what we ask, but all those things that separate us from him if we only desire it in our hearts. He shares his life with us, and he shares his forgiveness. And through that, we all, we pray, will reach eternal salvation. Amen.